This is the Music History Today podcast for June 7th. On today's show, Prince gives himself an interesting birthday gift, Grease debuts, and Blind Faith plays their first gig. First up, though, as everybody else reminds you, please hit that thumbs up button, subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave a comment, and share the podcast if you're listening to the audio version or if you're watching this video on YouTube or Spotify Video. They tell me it helps with the algorithm. Now, with all that said, let's get to what happened on this date in music history. On this date in 1911, Irving Berlin's song Alexander's Ragtime Band was recorded by Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan. The song became a huge hit. In 1958, the movie that featured Jerry Lee Lewis, High School Confidential, premiered in movie theaters. In 1963, the Rolling Stones performed on British television for the first time. In 1969, Blind Faith performed on stage for the first time. Also on that same exact day, the Johnny Cash TV show premiered. In 1970, Crosby, Stills, and Nash performed at the Fillmore East in New York City. That performance was later released as their album Fillmore East 1970. In 1971, Don McLean recorded the song Vincent. In 1974, singer and actor Richard Harris married actress Ann Terkel. In 1975, Elton John's album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy became the first album to hit number one on Billboard's Top 200 Albums chart in its first week. In 1976, New York Magazine published the article Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night about a disco club in Brooklyn, New York. The article became the inspiration for the movie Saturday Night Fever. Years later, though, the author of the article admitted that he made up most of the article. Fake news, basically. In 1977, the Sex Pistols attempted to play punk rock on a boat in the Thames River during Queen Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee celebration. The police intervened in that publicity stunt. In 1979, President Jimmy Carter declared June to be Black History Month, becoming the first year that Black History Month was celebrated. In 1982, Elvis Presley's mansion Graceland opened to visitors. In 1986, Graham Russell of Air Supply married his wife, Jody Varble. In 1991, Jimmy Osmond of the Osmond Brothers married his wife, Michelle Larson, and Queen Latifah made her acting debut in Spike Lee's movie Jungle Fever. In 1993, construction began on the building of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Also on that same day, Prince changed his name to a symbol due to a dispute with his record label. In 2004, AC/DC's album Back in Black became only the sixth album to sell over 20 million certified copies in America. They are at 25 million copies sold at the moment and are the fourth biggest selling album in America, with the Eagles' Greatest Hits at 38 million, Michael Jackson's Thriller at 34 million, and the Eagles' Hotel California currently at 26 million. To date, only 12 albums have sold over 20 million certified copies, but three at the moment are currently sitting at 18 million copies sold. Worldwide, Back in Black is still the second biggest selling album of all time, with 30 million certified copies worldwide. Thriller, though, is number one, with 52 million copies certified worldwide. In 2007, Dean Martin had a street in Rancho Mirage, California named after him. In 2008, Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin were the surprise encore guests at a Foo Fighters concert. They played two Led Zeppelin songs with the band. And in 2016, Wiz Khalifa and model Amber Rose divorced. Albums that were released on June 7th include in 1972 when Carlos Santana and Buddy Miles released Live, in 1974 Cilla Black released In My Life, in 1976 Lou Rawls released All Things in Time, and the Beatles released Rock and Roll Music. In 1982, the Stray Cats released Built for Speed, and Chicago released Chicago 16. In 1983, the Fleshtones released Hexbreaker. In 1985, Sister Sledge released When the Boys Meet the Girls. In 1988, EPMD released Strictly Business, a classic hip-hop album. In 1990, Iggy Pop released Brick by Brick, and Tiamat released Sumerian Cry. In 1993, Tears for Fears released Elemental. In 1994, Boston released Walk On. In 1995, Paul Weller released Stanley Road. In 1996, Robert Miles released Dreamland. In 1999, Paul Butterfield's Better Days released Live at the Winterland Ballroom. Also on that same day, Therion released Crowning of Atlantis. In 2004, Mike and the Mechanics released Rewired. In 2005, Bush released The Best of 94 to 99. In 2008, My Morning Jacket released Evil Urges. In 2011, Alice Cooper released Old School 1964 to 1974. The Tedeschi Trucks Band released Revelator. And Neil Young with the International Harvesters released A Treasure. Singles that were released on June 7th include in 1963 when the Beach Boys released Shut Down and also Surfin' USA, both of those in the UK. And the Rolling Stones released Come On, but only in the UK. In 1968, Fleetwood Mac released Black Magic Woman. In 1992, U2 released Even Better Than the Real Thing in the UK. In 1993, Soul Asylum released Runaway Train in the UK. And in 1999, Metallica released Die Die My Darling in America. In theater, in 1972, the musical Grease premiered on Broadway. And in 1993, the revival of the musical She Loves Me opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on June 7th in 1981, 42nd Street won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1982, Barbara Mandrell was among the big winners at the Country City News Country Awards. In 1987, Les Miserables won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1993, Vince Gill and Alan Jackson was among the big winners at the Music City News Country Awards. In 1998, The Lion King won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 2009, Billy Elliot the Musical won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 2015, Fun Home won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. And in 2017, Carrie Underwood and Keith Urban were among the big winners at the Country Music Television Music Awards. Before we get to the births and passings, we'd like to tell you that we've rebooted the Music Halls of Fame podcast, where we honor a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with who we think should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we also honor another Music Hall of Fame or Walk of Fame. The new full podcast will be released every Thursday, along with extra segments that will be released almost daily on our YouTube channel. You can find the Music Halls of Fame podcast on its own channel on YouTube or search the Music Halls of Fame podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Links to the podcasts are also in the show notes. Now, back to the Music History Today podcast. Artists who were born on June 7th include reedist Anthony Ortega, composer Charles Strauss, singer Tom Jones, flute player Mel Martin, jazz guitarist Royce Campbell, opera director Richard Jones, singer Gordon Gano of the Violent Femmes, rapper Ecstasy of Houdini, drummer Eric Kretz of the Stone Temple Pilots, guitarist Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction, singer T-Lo of Next, entertainer extraordinaire's Purple Majesty himself, Prince, guitarist Clarence White of the Byrds, saxophonist Tina Brooks, pianist Burl Booker, jazz guitarist Tal Farlow, entertainer extraordinaire, member of the Rat Pack, Dean Martin, reedist Gene Porter, saxophonist Glenn Gray, clarinetist Don Murray, clarinetist Prince Robinson, trombonist Cuffy, rapper Sway Lee, rapper Fetty Wap, singer Joey Scarbury, Johnny Clegg of Johnny Clegg and Savuka, Mickey Jones of Man, Patty McCallum of Prefab Sprout, Michael Cardelloni of Lynyrd Skynyrd, rapper Necro, Napoleon Murphy Brock of Frank Zappa's band, entertainer Sarah Nimitz, country singer Wynn Stewart, K-pop singer Tony Ahn of H.O.T., singer Charlie Simpson, Mark Rial of Riot, jazz fusion bassist Jonas Hellberg, rapper Iggy Azalea, Eric Kretz of Stone Temple Pilots, folk singer George Ezra, rapper Connor Michael Smith, and singer 347 Aiden. Artists who unfortunately passed away on June 7th include composer Francesco Corteccia, who passed away in 1571 at the age of 68. Composer Paul Gerhardt passed away in 1676 at the age of 70. Composer Miguel Lopez passed away in 1723 at the age of 64. Composer Johann Zechner passed away in 1778 at the age of 62. Composer Jean-Baptiste Canevas passed away in 1784 at the age of 71. Composer Vaclav Kopriva passed away in 1789 at the age of 81. The composer of the song Silent Night, Franz Xaver Gruber, passed away in 1863 at the age of 75. Composer Johann Schrammel passed away in 1893 at the age of 43. Composer Pavlov Carrer passed away in 1896 at the age of 67. Composer Benjamin Lambord passed away in 1915 at the age of 35. Composer Henry Charles Tonking passed away in 1926 at the age of 63. Conductor Emil Power passed away in 1932 at the age of 76. Musicologist Ruben M. Campos passed away in 1945 at the age of 69. Composer George Hugh passed away in 1948 at the age of 90. Pianist Mead Lux Lewis passed away in 1964 at the age of 58. Orchestra leader and jazz cornet player Bobby Hackett passed away in 1976 at the age of 61. Pianist and composer Danielle Amfiteatroff passed away in 1983 at the age of 81. Singer and actress Barbara Baxley passed away in 1990 from heart issues at the age of 67. Bassist Clint Houston passed away in 2000 at the age of 54. Singer Carol Fredericks passed away in 2001 at the age of 49. Singer Bill Coday passed away from a stroke in 2008 at the age of 66. Singer Kenny Rankin passed away in 2009 at the age of 69. Hugh Hopper of Soft Machine passed away in 2009 at the age of 64. Musician Stuart Cable passed away in 2010 at the age of 40. Bob Welsh of Fleetwood Mac committed suicide in 2012 at the age of 66. Rapper Lil Fat passed away in 2012 at the age of 19. And singer-songwriter Frank Bay passed away in 2020 at the age of 74. And that is it for the Music History Today podcast for June 7th. Thank you very, very much for listening, if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify video. As always, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share this podcast. And if you like this podcast and you want more of our podcasts, then I invite you to check out our Music Halls of Fame podcast in either audio or video form. It drops every single Thursday. You can listen to the audio version of this podcast on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, wherever you get your podcast from, all under Music History Today. You can also watch the video version of this podcast on either YouTube or Spotify video, also under Music History Today. Our Facebook page is Music History Today. Our website is jamaritaniamedia.com. And our Twitter is twitter.com/musichistoryday. Thank you very, very much for listening or watching.